Saturday morning time once again for our wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Good morning, Jack. Welcome to October.
Amen. In fact, that's what I think I'd talk about today. How about having an autumn cookout? You know, we've had lots of warm weather in the summer, and today is going to be one of those beautiful autumn days. It'd be just perfect for an autumn grilling festival at your house. And the wines really can match fall food very, very nicely. You know, during the summer when you go to a picnic or a cookout, beer is there. Well, it's good because it's refreshing, it's thirst-quenching, but it's also easy and unfussy. And wine can be the same way. Most people are intimidated a little bit by having wine at a cookout. It's not really. I mean, it can enhance the cookout just beautifully, and you don't have to break the bank to do it. There's so many good combinations of different wines that don't cost very much and barbecued foods that the list is almost endless. For example, we've all heard me talk ad nauseum about Malbec from Argentina. Argentinian wines, where Malbec is their principal red wine from Argentina, just seem to cry for barbecue, in my opinion. There isn't a wine, and the Malbecs from France or California don't fit the same way an Argentinian Malbec fits. When you're having barbecued ribs or barbecued steaks or hamburgers, any one of those is enhanced tremendously by a nice Malbec. Malbecs have a ripe blackberry flavor in the nose, a little pepper in the aftertaste, and they just seem to be perfect for that sweet and snappy barbecue sauce that you're going to put on any one of the aforementioned, the ribs or the chops or the steaks, etc. And there's a lot of good names out there. One of my favorite is Gary Bay. Gary Bay is owned by the Rothschild family of France. And believe me, they brought their wealth and their considerable know-how to Argentina in developing this Gary Bay. They have three levels of wine. The Entro level, which is just simple Agari Bay Malbec, to me is perfect for barbecue, or it's particularly a fall barbecue, because if you're having ribs or anything that's going to have barbecue sauce, that Malbec really does go beautifully with it. Of course, there's a world-famous vineyard in Argentina called Catena, and they were really pioneers, and as were the Rothschilds. And then there's a local one, Piatelli, which actually has some local roots here in Minnesota, and they own a vineyard in Argentina, and it's quite good, too. Loscano is another one. But anyway, I think you get the idea. There really is some wonderful wines coming from Argentina, and they go so well with barbecue. So does Zinfandel, the so-called American weed. Everybody badmouths Zinfandel all the time. Try a Windstorm Zinfandel with your next order of barbecued ribs. You're just going to be amazed at how delightful that marriage is with that Windstorm Zin and the barbecue. Another wine not to be overlooked for cooking in the fall, in my opinion, is Beaujolais. We hear me talk about it a lot, and the reason is Beaujolais pairs with all kinds of food. So whether you're grilling salmon or steaks, etc., try a Beaujolais. There's a good one out there, a Morgon, Le Meilleur, that is really a delicious wine. The Grand Crus of Beaujolais take their names from the villages, and Morgon is a village there, and in my opinion, a real bargain in the market today is this Le Meilleur Morgon from Beaujolais. And you know, with Beaujolais, if you want, you can put a little chill on them. Same thing with that Malbec and Zinfandel as well. Don't feel badly about chilling those wines a little bit, because they're a little better when they're chilled, even on a day like today, which isn't going to be very hot, but it'll be nice. And, of course, when you're talking about cooking out in the fall, we don't have to worry too very much about things like the bugs and that kind of stuff. Oh, they're around, but they're not as abundant as they were 2 or 3 weeks ago. Another wine not to overlook for barbecue, in my opinion, is Riesling. everybody poo-poos Riesling. They remember Leaf Raumilk and those sweet German wines that they didn't like or got tired of. But a good dry Riesling Tannisch, our friends from the Mosel, make a wonderful straight Riesling. It's very inexpensive. It's, I think, around $12 a bottle, something like that. And it is delicious. And don't forget there's some good Rieslings made in this country, particularly in the Finger Lakes district of New York, are very good. And Riesling also goes with anything that you've flavored with peanut butter. It's really surprising. Let's not overlook Sauvignon Blanc from Chile. Everybody, of course, knows Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. And a couple of good New Zealand ones would be Mudhouse Sauvignon Blanc or Kono Sauvignon Blanc, both very, very good. And New Zealand, you know, has had its ups and downs, and because of some serious problems over there, the exports were cut by a half. So you have a hard time probably finding your favorite Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. Might be a good time to try a Sauvignon Blanc from Chile. You know, Chilean wines have sort of fallen out of favor, but they're real good bargains, and they're well-made wines, and they fit the application for a picnic wine or a barbecue wine because they're inexpensive, they're quaffable, and most people find they really like them, which is sort of amazing. Let's not also forget white Bordeaux. Believe me, we talked about it and talked about it. It's one of the great values in the wine market today, are white Bordeaux. White Bordeaux is a blend of Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon. And if you're having any kind of seafood, say you're grilling lobster or scallops, try a good white Bordeaux. There are lots and lots of them out there, mainly fairly inexpensive. And a delicious wine, as somebody told me about Gravy Lacoste when I first tasted it over 50 years ago, this wine cries for lobster, and indeed it does. So if you're cooking some shellfish on the grill, a lot of people even cook oysters out on the grill, right in the shell. They're kind of good if you want to try them. And let's not forget, again, Rhone wines. Rhone wines are often overlooked. That whole southern Rhone, which is primarily Grenache grape, are just shouting fall weather. The Rhone wines were, in my opinion, created for when there's just a little bit of nip in the air. Very, very delicious. Almost any meat, chicken, pork, go very, very well with Rhone wines. They're kind of low-priced and worth seeking out. If you want a little more expensive southern Rhone, you can always have a Chateau Neuf du Pape. But those are kind of expensive, in my opinion. Wonderful wine, Chateau Neuf du Pape, but a little expensive for what we're talking about here today. And as I said, let's not forget Zinfandel. That Windstorm Zinfandel is just terrific. While we're talking about these great dishes, and things are like that are good with roast pork, my goodness. And what people forget is, how about grilled fruit? I just love, when I'm having pork chops, to have grilled peaches. Cut the peaches in half, put the cut side down on the grill, and in 1 or 2 minutes in the grill, you have that peach heated through, and you have that with a grilled pork chop. Let me tell you, it is a marriage made in heaven. Those peaches seem to just lend themselves to pork. But let's not forget, there's a lot of other fruit that you can grill. Besides peaches, nectarines, plums, pineapple all come to mind that go very, very well with different types of food. Grilled pineapple is, again, a nice adjacent to pork, or even some roasted chicken with that. And if you're making fruit kebabs, which are wonderful, you got all those things right now that are available, but be careful. When you're skewing pineapple, don't put meat next to pineapple. The natural enzymes in pineapple will absolutely destroy the meat, the texture. It turns almost any kind of meat into practically hamburger because of the enzymes in pineapple. But if you want to try something with pineapple that'll dazzle your friends and the folks at the picnic, slice the pineapple and take that brown slice, put a little bit of honey on it, and grill it on both sides till that honey is caramelized. Then set that on a plate and put a scoop of ice cream on the top of it. Number one, it looks absolutely beautiful. And number two, it tastes absolutely divine. A pineapple and ice cream, and I happen to like French vanilla with the pineapple, is a really staggeringly good dessert. And as I said a moment ago, you can make fruit kebabs on the grill, and they make a wonderful dessert, too. People don't think of doing desserts on the grill. And also, again, at this time of year, there is so much in the farmers market that are coming in now, Brussels sprouts, gourds, pumpkins, sweet potatoes, etc. And all of those grill up just really wonderfully on the grill. I particularly like grilled sweet potatoes. They're absolutely delicious. And a good way to do those is to cover them with a little maple syrup. And that maple syrup will caramelize on that sweet potato, and then serve that as a side vegetable dish. You won't be disappointed. It really is good. But I think you kind of get the gist of what I'm talking about here. These fall times of year are a really good time to get out and use the grill. You've used it most of the summer, probably, and you think, well, grilling season's over. It's not really. Some of these fall days lend themselves perfectly to grilling and also perfectly to being outside, put a sweater on, and enjoy the beautiful fall days. And the scenery is beautiful with the colored leaves, etc., and your food can be delicious, and the food will even be better if it's accompanied with the right kind of wine. And speaking of wines, right now is the first day of Haskell's big fall sale. We have over 60 BOGOs. That's where you pick one bottle of wine, get the second one no charge. And we have one more six for 60. Ted Farrell's picked out six bottles of wine that you can have for $60. Farrell Bianco from Sicily, Wilderness Oak Chardonnay, Provenira Zinfandel, Loscano Red Blend. That's I mentioned Loscano's Malbec before. The Red Blend is good, too. Standing Goat Cab and a Cahors that's absolutely unique. And Cahors would be, again, a good wine to have in the fall when you're having these rather nippy, robust foods, to have a nippy, robust wine. They really do go very, very well together. And as I said, today is the first day of our fall sale. We have over 60 BOGOs, and also today is the first day of Haskell's Grand Tasting. From 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock today at all the Haskell stores, we'll be tasting lots and lots of wine, at least 20 or 30 per store, and you'll be able to ascertain whether or not you like some wine or you don't like some wine. Stop in today between 1 and 4 and sample away.
Oh, does that sound good? And boy, does that outdoor cooking sound good, too. Jack, always fun. Let's do this again next week.
We will, for sure. And don't forget the folks at Haskell's do deliver.
Absolutely. Thank you. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.